About some of the details related to Chazaras HaShatz that I think that sometimes there's some confusion about, and we'll see the interesting thread that connects some of the issues. So a Chazan, after he davens his silent Shemona Esrei, takes three steps back, and now he's ready to begin Chazaras HaShatz. Sometimes you see people after that, they take three steps forward, then again back, and then forward. You don't need to do all that. Okay, just the three steps back, and then you can come forward and begin Chazaras HaShatz. The Shulchan Aruch says in two places, but in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, Sif Vav is Siman Kuf Chav Gimel in general is the main source for all these halachas, that the Chazan does say Hashem Svasai Tiftach. So you do say Hashem Svasai Tiftach at the beginning of Chazaras HaShatz. The Mishnah Berurah there says you say it quietly. My understanding is that in many communities, especially Sephardi ones, the minhag is to say it out loud, so each community follows its own minhag, but you do say Hashem Svasai Tiftach. You don't need to say anything else like Kishem Hashem Ekra. Can't, but you certainly don't need to. And then you begin the Chazaras HaShatz. What about at the end of Chazaras HaShatz? So there is, at the end of Shemona Esrei, there is an obligation to take three steps back. However, there is no obligation to take three steps back right at the end of Chazaras HaShatz. So what's customarily done is people don't take three steps back at the end of Chazaras HaShatz. They will simply be able to, that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah explains here at the end of Kuf Chav Gimel that the Chazan can rely on the three steps back he takes at the end of Kaddish, Kaddish Tiskabel. That we say in that Kaddish, Tiskabel Tzlal Son of Oson L'Chol Beis Yisrael, that the tefillos of the Jewish people should be accepted. So that is a continuation of the public tefillah. That's like the ending point of Chazaras HaShatz in a certain sense, because it's a public tefillah that we say that the communal tefillah should be accepted. So therefore, the three steps back at that point, that covers you for Chazaras HaShatz. Interestingly enough, on that basis, so there's something that happens in many shuls oftentimes, which is that they'll switch Chazanim for Ashrei Uvo L'Tzion, especially if there's multiple people who are Chiyuvim, so they'll switch Chazanim. So then the person who does Chazaras HaShatz doesn't say the Kash Tiskabel. So in that case, he really should take three steps back at the end of Chazaras HaShatz, because he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it later. There are a few other interesting... first of all, I'll just point out, this is something that's happened to me on a number of occasions. Let's say you're ready to start Chazaras HaShatz, and there's someone behind you who hasn't finished davening yet. And taking three steps back, you go into his Dalet Amos. So it's according to the Sefer Halichos Shlomo, that even at that point, so in other words, the three steps you're going to take back now are for your own private Shemona Esrei. So nonetheless, you can start Chazaras HaShatz without that. In other words, don't take the three steps back at all at the end of your Shemona Esrei, and you can just go into Chazaras HaShatz, and for your own Shemona Esrei as well, you can rely on the three steps back you'll take at the end of Kaddish Tiskabel. And what if the person is still davening Shemona Esrei at the end of Kaddish Tiskabel? I've had that also. So he writes that you don't have to take three. So you'll take three steps back when he's done. You can just continue. You can say Osei Shalom B'Merolav, and you can just continue on. You take the three steps back whenever he's finished. Interestingly enough, he points out that the Yulratzon that we said at the end of Shemona Esrei, Sheibana Beis HaMikdash. So that should be said not at the end of your Shemona Esrei if you're not taking your three steps back, but rather when you take your three steps back. The reason is that the Magen Avraham quotes that the reason we say this, the reason there's a connection here between the Gimel Psios, the three steps, and the Yilul Ratzon, is there's a Medrash who says that Nebuchadnezzar took three steps lichvod Hashem, and therefore he was able to be victorious over the Jewish people, and he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So we hope that in the merit of our three steps, we'll be able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore there's a connection. So therefore you could say Oseh Shalom Ramav without taking your three steps back, but the Yilul Ratzon you say only after you take your three steps back. This connection between Chazaras HaShatz and the Kaddish Tiskabel that we mentioned before has a couple of other interesting practical ramifications. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah writes here that since you're relying on the three steps at Kaddish Tiskabel, so you really should not be mafsik. The Chazan should not be mafsik with anything that is not tefillah oriented between Chazaras HaShatz and the Kaddish Tiskabel. This normally would not be an issue. He's involved in his davening, but theoretically it could be, especially at times when there are other things going on in between, which since they are tefillah-oriented, they're not necessarily hefzik in and of themselves, but they could give opportunities for hefzik, like Kriyas HaTorah, for example. So not to be mafzik. In addition, Yilu Ratzon Refit, you have to say Yilu Ratzon Refit at the end of Chazaras HaShatz. So the Mishnah Berurah here quotes that you don't have to because it basically means the same thing. Actually, it's in the Shulchan Aruch that you don't have to. The Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah explains that Tiskabot Tzlosan, Yilu Atzar Meifi, basically mean the same thing. Our tefillah should be accepted. The Chazan doesn't have to say it at the end of Chazar Sashat. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Shlah and the Grah thought that maybe it was still a nice idea to say it anyway. But that's another interesting connection. And finally, all the way back from Simin Nunhei, but because of that connection between Chazar Sashat and Kaddish, let's say you start Chazar Sashat with a minion, and then a minority of the people, but says, you know, leave. So there's not 10 people anymore. So I've seen people sort of freeze. And they just don't do anything and wait for someone else to come in. You don't really need to do that. Whatever you started with a minion, as long as there's still a majority of the minion left, you can finish. So what does that mean? So let's say someone leaves the Milchazar Sashat. He's not allowed to do that, but let's say he does. He leaves the Milchazar Sashat, and now there's no minion anymore. So you can finish Chazar Sashat, including Kedusha. You can't do Birchas Karim because that's a separate minion that we just stick into Chazar Sashat. But you can continue Chazar Sashat and the Chati Kash and Kash Tiskabel because that's all connected because it's considered one inyan. You wouldn't be able to do Kriya Satara, that's a separate inyan. But to finish the Chazar Sashat and Kash Tiskabel, that you would be able to do. Have a wonderful day, and please do step.